The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily with Namala, which is Namala Ahmed. Insha you're well, and insha you guys enjoy this week's show. Daily with Namala is a weekly chat show where I discuss different topics from Islamic point of view to COVID-19 to travel to having interviews as well. and it comes out every Sunday evening on all platforms like YouTube, Spotify, you name it, it'll come up. And inshallah, you guys enjoy this week's show. So for this week's episode, we'll be starting on our new series, which is relating to the 99 Neighbours, was 99 Neighbours by Lars Bandala. And then I'll be talking about a bit on World Hijab Day, and also Let's Talk, which happened on the 3rd of February. So that's what we'll be talking about this week, and ensure you guys have been enjoying it, and let's go on with the episode. So welcome to the new series that I'll be doing. So this series is basically the 99 of $1, and it is like the meaning and also the benefit of it. So today we'll be looking at Ar-Rahman. So Ar-Rahman actually means the benefit, and it's the first name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He who will give goodness to mercy and all the creation. Allah is Ar-Rahman, the one who bless all his creation with purposes and divorced from disparting. He is the most merciful, kind, caring towards all creation. He is all inclusive and embrace all. So I'm going to say a few, there's also mentions and hadiths as well, so I'll read that as well. From the root R-H-M, which has the following classical Arabic connotation, which is to have tenderness, gentleness and kindness, to love, to have mercy, to have pity, to show favour and goodness, to have all that is required to be beneficial. Before starting any task, say Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, which means in the name of God, the Generate, the Most Merciful. If you start with this, you are seeking help through the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without him, nothing can be accomplished. Say he is Al-Merciful, Quran 6:7-29. Verily, Allah has 100 portion of mercy from one portion. The creation has given mercy by virus in which there is mutual love between people, and the 99 portions are received on the day of resurrection. Source Sahih Muslim 2753. And the last one of it is Abdullah ibn Amr reported, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, peace and blessings upon him, has said, those who are mercy will show mercy. The most merciful, be mercy to those on the earth, and the one in heaven will have mercy upon you. That's from Sunnat al-Thimar. So Jazakallah for listening to the 99 of Osman's meanings and benefits series, you could say. Next week we'll be looking at Ar-Rahim and possibly Al-Malik. So yeah, watch this space as always, and you guys are gonna be Loving the new series. I was gonna have a completely different series, but then I thought to myself, why not just have it themed to the 99 Angels spoilers? Like how I did the do I use the 99 Angels series? I just thought, why not do like a meaning and also benefit one? So we get a bit more information about it. So that's why I chose this series. So now it's time for our Nasheed break. So this week's Nasheed that I'm going to play you guys is Angels at the Gate, vocal only edition. This is from Ward and Zanad. Literally, I've been loving Nasheed so much. It's been like in my playlist, like repeatedly. It's mostly in English with a tiny bit of Arabic. But yeah, I hope you guys, inshallah, you guys enjoy it. And afterwards, I'll talk about World Hijab Day and also a bit on the Let's Talk, which is about mental health. Till then, you can hear more from me after the initial break.
Can't compare to what I'll see. Rivers flowing underneath, but with prayer it's reachable. Gardens so beautiful, and homes that shine in silver and gold. I'll never pass my greatest chance to be free from this world. I pray that both my parents have a place under God's eternal shade, where serenity is the only thing you'll feel. Faya Jamal Hayatiha Ma'a Al-Habib Al-Mustafa Wariha Anharuha Wa
Hello, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Mana. Watch out, Mana Ahmed. Ensure you guys enjoy Angels at the Gates by Mord and his daughter. It's on YouTube and I believe it's on all platforms, Spotify and all that. I think so, Ahmed. But it's definitely on YouTube. So go check out if you haven't, and go subscribe to Mord's channel if you haven't. For the incredible and she's like does, yeah. So I'll be talking about World Hijab Day and also Time to Talk Day. So I'll be talking about the Time to Talk Day first, and then I'll talk about World Hijab Day. Time to Talk Day. It was on the 3rd of Feb. 2022. It is run by Mind and Rethink Mental Illness in partner with Co-op. This day is all about creating supportive community by having conversation with friends, family or colleague about mental health. We all have mental health. By talking about it, we can support each other and others. Why Time to Talk Day is important. 1 in 4 of us have real experience a mental health problem in any given year. We want everyone to feel comfortable talking about mental health whenever they like. Talking about mental health reduces helping to create supportive communities where we can openly about mental health and feel empowered and seek help when we can. Opening up the conversation about mental health is important. By talking about it, we can support ourselves and others. So by doing it, you can talk to colleagues, you can talk to your friends, you can talk to family. You can be creative, like check in with them, just see how they are. You can either do maybe a coffee, a chat event, put some posters around, like your schools and also your workplace. And if you're doing it via social media, you can put like #TimeToTalk, so that people know that there's somebody out there. So probably people are thinking why we need a specific day for it. They want to create a society where everyone feels comfortable talking about mental health whenever they can. If people feel they're able to do it, then that's great. Unfortunately, many people still don't feel comfortable talking openly, feeling judgment from others. By asking those who have mental health with a mental health problem and those without, we hope people will find a positive experience that they can tune. Can a conversation about mental health make a big difference? We know that talking about mental health can be difficult or even scary. Many people are living experiences with mental health problems. Has shared the small conversation can make the big difference in opening up and seeking necessity support. However, many of us with mental health problems still feel uncomfortable reaching out. We can encourage more openly around mental health by sharing a conversation surrounding them. The matter doesn't have to be daunting, and supporting friends, family or colleagues if they're experiencing a mental health problem. So that was Time to Talk. Honestly, just talk to them or check up on them, because if you don't check up with them, then there's no way how you will know that they're alright. So that was time to talk, which happened the 3rd of Feb, which was the first that just passed. But honestly, we need to check on with them every day. Like, honestly, even just once a day, it would be a huge help. So what I'm going to play now is Hijabi by Zayana, because that will be linked to the World Hijab Day talk style that I'll be doing next afterwards. So enjoy the snishies, and I'll see you and then you can hear enjoy the snishy break basically, and I'll see you after the snishy break. Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Namana with your host Namana Ahmed. Ensure you guys enjoy Hijabi by Zani, which is about being hijabi and all that. And now I'm going to be talking about World Hijab Day and a bit of my experience about it, if you know what I mean. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and yeah. So before I talk about World Hijab Day and all that, I'm going to read a quote. I'm going to read the quote that I picked out for it, which is, it's not just hijab, it's our key to gender. I'll read that again. It is not just a hijab, it's our key to gender. SubhanAllah. That is a beautiful quote. Basically, what it's trying to say is not just our headscarf, it's our key to the paradise, and gender, basically the hereafter, basically, in other words. So that's just a beautiful quote. So the 1st of February 2013 marked the first annual World Hijab Day. In recognition of many Muslim women who choose to wear the hijab to live a life of modesty. The brainchild of this movement is New York resident Nazim Khan, who came up with the idea as being to the foster religion, tourism and understanding by inviting women, non-hijabi, Muslims and non-Muslims as well, to experience the hijab, so basically the headscarf, for one day. To open up new pathways to understand, Nazma hoped to consume some of the cultural surroundings where Muslim women choose to wear the hijab. Nazma know exactly what she's talking about. The social activity came to the country from Bangladesh at a tender age of 11, where she found herself being the only hijabi in middle school. She remembers her experience as a difficult one. Growing up in Bolton in New York City, I experienced a great deal of discrimination due to my hijab. She reflects, in middle school, I was Batman or Ninja. When I entered university after 9 of November, I was called Osman bin Laden or terrorist. It was awful. I figured the only way to end discrimination if we ask our fellow sisters to experience the hijab ourselves. It's estimated that people in 190 countries that take part in World Hijab Day each year. World Hijab Day has many volunteers and ambassadors worldwide to conduct WHD events in order to bring awareness about hijab. The ambassadors can come from all walks of life. In addition, WHD has been endorsed by many world renowned individuals, scholars, politicians and celebrities worldwide. World Hijab Day has covered in mainstream news media, including New York Times, BBC, CNN, Al Jazeera, Huffington Post, etc., to name a few. There are many stones since the World Hijab Day. One of the recognitions is the day in New York State in 2017. The same year, the House of Commons of UK hosted an event marking the event where the Prime Minister at the time, Theresa May, was also attending. The event was organized by Tasmir Ahmed Sheikh, SNP MP of Oil Hill and South Perth, SNP MP Tasmina wrote in the Times. Given the current situation, World Hijab Day is even a great portion. We must stand up and clearly say the woman has a right to choose whatever they want to wear, whenever, wherever and however. World Hijab Day is an event we should be proud of, recognition and a celebration, not just for religious purposes, but for women's rights all over the world. In 2018, Scottish Parliament hosted a 3-day exhibition to mark the day. Many politics, including Nicola Sturgeon, First Minister of Scotland, showed support of World Hijab Day. Additionally, the House of Representatives approved on the second reading of bills seeking to declare the 1st February of every year as National Hijab Day in the Philippines. 2018, the World Hijab Organization became a non-profit organization, as the mission for it is to fight discrimination from other Muslims, women, through awareness and education. As of last year, Nazma Khan founded International Muslim History Month to dismantle Islamophobia globally. New York State Senate adopted May 2021 as Muslim History Month. As for the state of New York, it's Senate resolution. So that's basically World Hijab Day. And I hope you guys enjoy it. To wrap it up, I'm going to read you a poem that I found from a local community radio station, where one of the sisters, Sister Saika, she wrote this poem and also read it out on air. So I decided to read it on here as well. Just read it out before I talk a bit about my experience as well. So yeah. So the poem is called My Hijab, and I hope you guys enjoy it. My hijab, the peace of mind and delight of my heart. My hijab, my sparkling crown. The honor of my father, my husband, and my brother. My hijab, the veil of my eyes and the shield of my heart. My hijab, this helps the differences from right and wrong. My hijab, one from which I should never apart. So that was My Hijab, written by Sister Saika. She was the one that written and also read the poem as well, like read it as well, and I absolutely loved it. And we should all try somehow when we're able to just write something on pen to paper. That's how she wrote it, like she wrote some words and expressed how she felt, I think. Don't quote me on that part, but yeah. So now I'm going to talk about a bit of my experience and like wearing the hijab, and yeah, hope you guys enjoy it. So my experience wearing the hijab, so I started wearing the hijab when I was like 5 or 6 years young, and at first I was a bit unsure on how to wear it, but I was a bit uncomfortable by it. But then I saw my mum and my older cousin wearing it, and over time, like once I'm older and all that, like once I've been wearing it, I felt more comfortable and I feel proud, like that I know I can wear it. And it's like second nature to me now. Like honestly, all the girls out there, don't be scared. Like don't take tomorrow as it is. Like we might not be here tomorrow, so just take the risk and wear it. Like you may feel a bit strange at first, but over time you will feel comfortable and feel blessed that you're wearing it. Like I've been wearing it since I was like 5 or 6, so 12-13 years, I could say. 10, 15. Yeah, 12-13 years, I could say. But honestly, even just have the one piece one, then you know you're wearing it, because that's what I made it. I know there's different type of jobs. Just wear the ones that you're comfortable at, and you can put it on like first thing in the morning and all that. for independent purposes and all that, and just feel proud, like, stay strong, and, like, you know, you guys can do it, no matter what, like, and, yeah, I'm not being, like, all bragging or anything, I'm just literally telling my story, that you guys can do it, like, you could believe in yourself, basically, at the end of the day, and that is a bit about my experience. So, Jazakallah here for listening to this week's episode of Daily with Namara, which is Namara Ahmed, where we did the start of our new series, and we also talked about time to talk, and also the World Hijab Day, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm not 100% sure what we'll be talking about next week, but watch this space as always, something new every week. Until then, stay blessed, stay awesome, keep being you guys. There's only like one more week until half term, so let's push until half term, and then you get a week or maybe 2 weeks off, depends how long. I think it's 1 week. Yeah, you get that week off where you can chill and just be yourself without stressing any coursework, unless without stressing any from school, unless you're in your 10, 11, 12, and 13, and possibly uni, then that's another story. But I'm going to be thinking of doing a exam prep one. So stay tuned as always. Till then, Allah Hafiz and peace out for now. Bye.
The line, I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you've promised to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away, and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart.
repent, repent.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late?